Thank you, thank you. On trumpet there, the fiery Bruce Adams. On trombone, Bob Hunt. On the clarinet, Captain James T. Craig. And on the piano forte, Don Ennis there, Don Ennis. Okay, we're going to play you now a beautiful Billy Strayhorn number, and it is a beautiful dance mood called Snibor. One, two, three, very much. for Snibor. And in their alto sax, Edinburgh's one and only voice of sex, Mr. Colin Skinner. Colin Skinner! And on trumpet there, deft plunger work and valve artistry from Mike Lovar. Mike Lovar.
Now, Pete, you talked about reconstructing schools from the Smithsonian collection. I know I've seen and waded through some of those great white boxes where you have to put gloves on and touch the music with reverence and everything else. And often there's sort of three of the parts missing because the guys had them in their heads and
That's
so on.
Right, yeah.
You have to put those together. But how much of the music has actually come from that kind of provenance? How much has come from other sources?
Well, let me have a look. What are we doing tonight? Rockin' in Rhythm is from the Smithsonian, as is Snibor, Frustration. Take the A Train is the actual commercially available arrangement, but we've also transcribed the Betty Roche vocal routine. And the tenor solo, of course, is ad-lib, so there's no transcription necessary there.
So transcription does play a part. I mean,
transcription plays a great part. I mean, Take the A Train is a funny old example. I have a guy who works for me called Alan Prosser, who has ears that can hear things in detail that you can't believe. Example. We're playing tonight an Al Killian composition called Yaorta for Bruce to do his thing on. And Alan rang me halfway through transcribing this. I gave him the very muddy recorded director gaffer sort of sound from the 1948 Carnegie Hall concert, which has got a very good vent performance of Yaorta, but a very bad recording of it. There's quite a lot of saxophone unison behind the trumpet in this number. And Alan rang me up halfway through transcribing it from this recording, saying, I can hear six voices. I can hear six voices in the unison. And he only had five saxes. And then I looked, and 1948, of course, Ben Webster was in for 2 months, and he did have six saxes. And Alan's ear can pick this out. So
that's exactly what you need, though,
yes,
isn't it?
This kind of Alan transcribes quite a bit. And quite a lot of the stuff now has been taken from the Smithsonian by music publishers and published. We're playing the Sugar Rum Cherry tonight from the Nutcracker Suite, and that you can buy. Billy Strayhorn's family have started publishing all his stuff, and we're going to get the first few of those in the next couple of months, thanks to the Ellington Society of the United Kingdom, who are buying them for us.
Coming on to individual pieces, then, I mean, you've mentioned some of them in terms of where they've come from and where you've got the arrangements from. Are there pieces here that are specific to your band? I mean, as opposed to this idea of taking them from one notional period in the Ellington band's history and sort of roughly taking, as it were, a 1960 approach to a tune that had been in the repertoire since the 30s, are there pieces that are specifically echoes of Ellington in their approach?
No, not really. That's not really what we do. The thing that we really can do, which is of great sort of import, is that we can, by going back to the original scores, play you these tunes with bits in that Ellington didn't record for some reason, or play you works that Ellington never recorded, so you can hear fresh Ellington and Strayhorn compositions from the 30s and 40s. There's a little one we're doing tonight. We're playing I Got It Bad, which comes from the English concert in 1973, and this is an arrangement done by Bill Davis. And when I got the score from the Smithsonian, I found that there was an introductory passage, a 10-bar intro, which isn't on any of the recordings. It's a very, very strange, polytonal, weird thing. And so we play that, so you can hear it as Bill Davis intended.
Sentimental. Now Now when the weekend's over and birthday rolls around, I end up just like I start out, crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. Nobody could. I've got a bad, and that ain't good. Yeah.
Carroll! Mr. Adams!
Openers now. The final season played by Ellington's band at the Cotton Club was in 1938, and they used the number we're going to play next as their opener. It's on the chords of Tiger Rag, and it's called Bragging in Brass. Thank you.
Thank you. Bringing in brass. Bruce Adams there on trumpet. On trumpet, Andy Cuss. On lead trumpet there in the Solly of Death, Mike Lovar. And in our trombone section, Philip Judge, Mike Innes, and Bob Hunt. Andy Panay, once again there, on tenor. One of the very finest we have. And Billy Strayhorn's reorchestration of The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy for the 1958 album The Nutcracker Suite there. Mrs. Revel is going to sing you a song from the second sacred concert. This is one called Tell Me It's the Truth. It will feature, in addition to Mrs. Revel, Mike Innes on the head, Mike Lovett in the solos, and our special secret weapon, Mr. Gary Baldwin on the Hammond organ. Please enjoy Tell Me It's the Truth. Thank you.
it's the truth. Tell me it's the truth. The guy has gone to. Tell me it's the truth. Cause the truth is the light, and the light is bright, and it's right, 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 right. Ooh. Tell me it's the truth. Tell me it's the truth. Tell me it's the truth. Cause the truth is the light, and the light is right, and it's right, right, right.
Mrs. Revel on singing, on the trumpet, Mike Lovar. And on the organ, Gary Baldwee.
Jane Skinner.
Waiting for me, I'm waiting for the train. A-Train, Billy Strayhorn's composition that was for many years the theme of the Duke Ellington Orchestra, ending tonight's set by Echoes of Ellington, recorded at Ronnie Scott's in Birmingham. Pat Revel was the vocalist, leader Pete Long was on tenor and clarinet, and the rest of the lineup was Bruce Adams, Andy Cuss, Gavin Mallett and Mike Lovett on trumpets, Mike Innes, Bob Hunt and Phil Judge trombones, Colin Skinner alto, Peter Ripper alto and flute, Andy Panayi tenor, and Jay Craig on baritone and clarinet. Pete Walton played guitar, and earlier the banjo, Don Innes piano, Dave Olney bass, Alan Cox drums, and not forgetting Gary Baldwin on Hammond organ.